Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm slapping the thigh.
Haven't got time for the music. I've got a lot to say today, Well, it's very odd weather, Judith, very odd. Don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, but it's claggy here.
Is it? It's undecided here. Ooh. It's a bit rainy. Do you know?
Oh, yeah, raining.
I left some washing out overnight last night. I did. Never do that.
Yeah.
Got all blasé about me washing. I did, you know, as it rained for ages. Only went and rained all night. Sopping wet.
And slightly dirty with the toxic rain. You'll have to wash that all over again.
Well,
you will.
Not in Oxfordshire, Jenny. Not in Oxfordshire.
You don't want London rain on your smalls, I tell you that. You get some kind of infection. There'll be some kind of weirdo pigeon kind of fucking infection that comes down with a rain on your... on your pants. Anyway, listen, I'm very sweaty. I'm wearing a heavily soiled... I'm just going to say seersucker, but I realise my pyjamas are cheesecloth, which is the ideal fabric for this weather.
Wait, you're not still in your pyjamas?
Yes, I'm still in my fucking pyjamas, Judith. It's 15 minutes past the nine o'clock of the hour.
Shoddy work, Jennifer.
I've done some yoga... I've had a bath, I've had my breakfast, and I got back in my pajamas. I don't know, I just couldn't think of anything else to wear, to be quite honest. They're very heavy soiled.
I know. The two words that are heavily now in my memory are seersucker and soiled. And I really wish you hadn't done that.
It's actually soiled cheesecloth. We had a delicious supper last night.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Oh, you wouldn't have counted it, really, Judith. You wouldn't have counted it because it was just some little, you know, minced lamb kebabs from Sainsbury's.
Oh.
You get six in a pack, three each. I always start with two and then I have the third one when Jeff's
Of course you do. Three doesn't sound very much to me.
No, I know. Mm. And then we had it with, you know, dips and pita.
Oh, no, I like the sound of that.
Did you go for the sort of,
what's it called, tzatziki type dip?
Yes, had some tzatziki. Oh, had some hummus. I like the red pepper hummus. That's what I like. Had that.
Oh, you scamp.
I was so tired yesterday, Judith. So tired because it was Narlo Day. I don't know how you managed to.
I had a twins day yesterday. Knackering. Go on, tell me about yours.
Before the end of Sewing Bee. I couldn't make it to the end of Sewing Bee. And Sewing Bee is like my favourite programme. It's the highlight of the week. Although I kept saying to Jeff, later on it'll be Sewing Bee. It'll be Sewing Bee time. And then I nodded out.
That is
I'm going to have to catch up again. Bloody hell, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've just had a holiday. I should be all rested.
I know.
Can I talk about my holiday?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I never let you talk about your holidays. I shouldn't do this.
I don't really drone on about them. Go on.
I don't. I cut you off at the pass quite a lot, to be quite honest. Because you have more holidays than
That is true.
Outrageously jealous. So, we were with Flavours, and we've been several times. It's our fourth holiday with Flavours Holidays. And they're like an activity holiday, but the activity is low-level activity. Boy. It's not like hiking in the mountains, or it's not cycling, Judith. There's no bike work whatsoever. This is a painting in Puglia holiday. Painting in Puglia. Now... our flight was so early in the morning, we actually got an extra night's holiday because we decided to stay at the Sofitel at the airport.
How early? Tell me how early.
It was a 5:45 a.m. flight.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, I know. Oh, you see, God. You were thinking, oh, that lazy bones, Eclair, well, lying in the bed.
You thought you were going to say 8 o'clock. Oh, working backwards from that. Wait a minute. What time did you have to get to the airport?
Well, we got there. We got to the airport at, I think, 3:30.
Oh, this is a late night, isn't it? When does a late night become an early start?
There is a choice whether you sort of cane it all night and stay up in the bar and just crawl to the check-in, or whether you have a sensible early night, Judith. Jeff and I were in a fucking element. We really were. We got to the Sofitel about 5 o'clock or up as 4. We'd already had one disaster with our sort of fail-safe travel bag, which we've had for years and years from the Conran shop. And, of course, Phoebe's used it in between. And as we were getting off the Gatwick Express, you know the pull-out handle bit, the plastic handle?
Yeah.
Just came clean off, came clean away. We're just looking at each other, oh, shit. So I could manage
to
drag
it. Did you kick it? Did you kick it?
I could have kicked it, but you didn't. I knew by that point, if I kicked it, I'd have broken my toe. It was that kind of, we were on a knife edge. So I could drag it if I lowered my body down by 3 inches.
With your knees bent?
With my knees bent. So if I crouch walked, I could drag it. So I had to crouch walk it until we could get a trolley. Anyway, we got in, and the Sofitel room was quite nice.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is this the Sofitel room? The Sofitel that's in Gatwick Airport. I think we've stayed there.
You do an undercover pass from the sort of entrance of the Sofitel right into Gatwick.
Yeah, I know. We've done it too. Because of what I've done in the past, but you've done it too, is you've booked an airport hotel, haven't you? You've got there and you've gone to reception and you said, what time are the shuttle buses, please, tomorrow? And they say, oh, well, they're only on the hour at that time in the morning. And you think, you little buggers.
Oh, Christ.
Don't you? We definitely looked for one within walking distance. Very clever.
One. Yeah.
Very clever.
Judith, I wasn't capable of speech at 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't have asked anybody anything. I couldn't have got on a coach. It was all I could do to walk with one foot in front of the other, you know. So we got there and we thought, well, we could have dinner in the restaurant and all that kind of thing. But equally, we could take the shuttle back to the other terminal where there's a Marks and Spencers on the non-go-through side.
I think it's called landside, isn't it?
Okay, landside.
Airside.
Okay, yes. Right. Well, we got the shuttle back to there and we filled up our basket in Marks and Spencers and we shuttled it back to our hotel and we got a picnic on the bed. We had a bottle of wine.
Nice.
Fucking great. It was fucking...
I like an M&S picnic in a hotel. You haven't got to wait for somebody to come take your order.
No, you don't have to. Nobody... In the old days, it was very frowned upon to do something like that and you'd feel very guilty and you'd smuggle it in.
Nobody cares anymore.
People are taking in picnic boxes and clanking bottles of wine.
Worse than that, they order in on... what's it called? Don't they?
Oh, on Uber Eats and all that.
But when we stayed
in a hotel in Glasgow, they actively encouraged that.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I don't know. They said, there's some great pizza places around if you fancy pizza. I thought, well, you've got a restaurant.
Well, that's how stupid.
Isn't it odd?
Oh,
it
is.
Anyway, there we go. Okay. And then we
said, so that was successful.
That was successful. Started the holiday well. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Then the flight was easy. May I just say, if you're on an EasyJet flight, the coffee is filthy. Filthy.
Oh, I know.
Filthy, disgusting
coffee. It probably costs
coffee.
About £3, doesn't it? Yeah,
and,
it probably
well,
costs
I don't
a
know
fortune.
What looking back. You don't look when you're on holiday, do you? And then an excellent bacon roll.
Oh, a nice bacon roll.
Oh, yes.
White bread or brown bread?
Well, it was on a sourdough bap.
Was it?
Yes.
Was there HB sauce on it?
Yes, it was a taste sensation.
It was.
Uh-huh. We got to the villa and they're a nice, really nice bunch of people. I mean, flavours are very good because it just always becomes a bit of a gang mentality there. And they were just it was a good bunch of people.
How many people?
I think there are about 9 of us all together.
Mm-hmm. Good number, not too small a number.
Yes, and they couldn't sort of divide up too easily. And there was two women came together. There were a couple of couples, me and Jeff, and then an Australian, really lovely Australian company, but he had to do work all the time. I mean, Jeff didn't come to the art classes because, you know, Jeff can't be taught anything because, you know.
He didn't go to the art classes?
No, it's a bit nursery slope for Jeff.
Right. Now
you've got to realise, you know, Jeff was at art school from the age of 15.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, bloody good.
Yeah.
The stuff
he didn't
that
finish his school education, but he was in art school from the age of 15. And, you know, he's made a living out of art. He can kind of do it. Yeah. So he went off and did his own thing. And the rest of us girls, it was mostly us women, really, because the other chap
always
had to
is
be
on
lost
those.
It.
Always
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but it was really, it's like, I love that. I love the company of women. And men! But you just slightly regress, don't you, back to your art A level class. Did you do art A level?
No, I didn't do art A level.
Oh,
no.
That was my happiest space at school.
Oh, was
the
it?
The art studio, yeah.
I don't think I was allowed to do it, really. I think I was, you know...
You were destined for better things.
I was probably a bit too sort of conscientious for that. But I would have loved it. I would have loved it, absolutely. No, I didn't.
I'd have left school if I wasn't allowed to do art.
Would you? You would have done, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you
I would
actually
have done.
Would have done.
I actually would have done. And my parents knew that, so, you know.
They had to give in.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Just to go back to your holiday with these people, flavours.
Yeah.
So presumably, if you were on holiday with people that you didn't know, you had to be agreeable for a week.
Did you have to be agreeable for a whole week? Yeah. I mean, behind closed doors, obviously. the mood changed, altered slightly, you know. The barometer went down a bit. No, but I was cheerful. I did feel cheerful. I felt cheerful for the week because I was happy, Judith. I was fucking happy.
Well,
I was
not
in
surprised.
A place with nice people, being given good food. You know, it was catered on site by local women, so it was all very, very
traditional. Authentic is the word.
It was authentic, Judith. It was. Fine food.
Oh, I like
food, all inclusive.
Very nice. So you had no decisions to make.
I had no decisions.
Which is great. You could concentrate on your hobby.
Hobby and my holiday and being agreeable.
And being agreeable, which after all is a big plus, isn't it, for Jeff?
On a holiday, yeah.
Yes, it is. I don't think he's ever realised this, but I think that's why he might like going on these organised holidays, is that I do have to be agreeable from kind of, you know, in daylight hours, have to be quite agreeable.
But I mean, there's no way I'd be agreeable on a bike. I mean, I'd just moan all the way.
No. But yes, you would.
I think also it's that no decisions have to be made,
well, yes.
And therefore you are not guilty of making the wrong decision. You can't end up in a shit restaurant because they know the area, they know which restaurants you should be going to.
Yeah.
They take you. I mean, they take you and pay for it. Everything was included.
Wow.
Including the wine.
Wow.
And I never felt that they were sort of, you know, putting their hand over the top of a bottle or anything like that. And,
well,
that
sounds
know,
really good. So if they call flavours, wait a minute, does that mean they do lots of cookery?
Yeah, they do cookery.
Things?
They do cookery. Mm, they do yoga and Pilates. And they do. Mm. There was another group that we met up with for sociable drinks.
Oh, did you know? Drinks. The other class?
The other class.
What were the other class doing?
They were doing Italian language.
Oh, God.
No, they were having a great
time. Welcome to that.
Well, that's how I felt, to be quite honest. But do you know what was great about the other class? There was one point when our bunch from our villa, the art villa, went to Lecce, which is a beautiful town in Puglia. I mean, Lecce is a spectacular city, in fact. It's a spectacular place. And they have one of my favourite things, right, on holiday, Judith.
What?
I don't know whether you do this or not, because you're not lazy, right? What I like best about a town or a city abroad, or even in this country, is one of those little trains that goes... around the town, a little train, a road train.
Yeah, for children.
Not on a track.
For children and people who are really, really infirm, you mean?
It's not, no, it's for interested tourists who don't want to fucking walk in 35 degree heat. Do you know what I mean?
And because I would have disapproved strongly of that.
Yeah, I would really disapprove.
Wouldn't have let you get on that.
Wouldn't have made it onto the train because there's a bun fight to get on that train. But... the language people were on the train before our one. Not that you could pre-book. Right. You had to pay on the train. So it was a fight to get on the train. But they held the doors for us to get on the train. There was sort of like, there's loads of people trying to get on and the language gang were kind of like forming a barrier so that we could get on.
We're all in the gang. We're all in the same gang.
Yeah, we're all in the Flavours gang. It was absolutely splendid.
Oh, lovely. I didn't hear from you for a week, so I knew you had either... I knew you were having a good time because I heard absolutely nothing from you.
Yeah, there's no moaning. There's no low-level whining, isn't it? one other thing I saw that shocked me, Judith. We all went out for a pizza one night, again, all included. And the boy who was hired to do the translations, you know, sort of 17-year-old, extra pair of hands or extra sort of bilingual tongue... And he ordered a pizza with chips on it, which is apparently a thing in Puglia.
A pizza with chips?
Yeah.
Well, sounds horrible.
Well, I was shocked. I was shocked. I said to Giorgio, that's disgusting, Giorgio. I hope you don't do anything like that when you come to our country.
Did Jeff have some nice ice creams?
Yes, he did. He had some very good ice cream. And he's been disappointed since he got home, really, because I did a Sainsbury's shop and the ice cream...
Oh, don't tell
didn't,
me.
There was no ice cream left. It didn't,
what,
didn't
no ice cream? I thought you were going to say you bought some of those hideous, cheap ice cream lolly things.
Oh, yeah, he's got some of those as well. Yeah, yes, he has those as well, Judith. He just, that's his little snack thing.
I know it is. I know it is. And very pitiful they are too, if I may say so. Not even a bleeding chock ice, honestly.
No, honestly. No, if he wants those, he'll buy them himself.
No ice cream in Sainsbury's. God, that is hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been hot. We got back. I found the weather here very close.
Terrible on Sunday. Oh, on Sunday it was that. I could, you know, I had the twins here overnight.
Well, did you have the paddling pool up, Judith?
We had the paddling pool up. Yes, we did. We did, yeah. and the hosepipe sprayer, which frightened them actually. Because you know when children start running through that and they have hours of fun in the garden just on the sprayer on the lawn, but no, they're not quite. We enjoyed that more than they did really.
Arlo's was a bit freaked out by the paddling pool, to be quite honest, because I ordered this paddling pool and it when it arrived, it was slightly, not bigger than I expected, but I suddenly thought, oh, fuck, I've got, you know, it said pump up with a hand pump or, you know, little foot pump thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have one. I had to do it with my own breath. You know me, I've barely got any. Oh, Jeff said he thought I was going to die. and then, because he hasn't had that, he doesn't have very many baths a week because he's ex-Marie. So his bath is sort of 2 or 3 baths maximum a week. So he's not really a big fat, although he loved swimming when he went. But he was slightly suspicious of it. He sort of stood up in it and then he wanted to climb out. there's 2 sides to Arlo. I don't know whether the twins have got 2 sides because that'd be like 4 babies. It'd be quite confusing.
Yeah.
There's one where he's kind of this butter wouldn't melt Victorian doll baby.
Oh, yes. And I know that look. I recognise that look from the photos that you've put on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. And then there's this other Arlo, which is a slightly leery, oiky idiot. That you know is going to get into quite a lot of trouble.
Oh, really? In that case, if he's got the 2 looks, he's going to be very well equipped, isn't he, for getting away with
it? I don't know. He's either going to be a bank robber or a priest. I'm not sure I entirely trust you. You know, but it is a nice age because he comes
into the house.
Oh, it is.
Oh, do you know, there was a wonderful moment. So we've got to stop in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
We have got to stop in a minute. When Mike was feeding the twins, and Mike's big party piece, and it's an extraordinary party piece, is that he knows all the words to the Kwongo Wongo, and he sings it, you know. Or, I mean, it's really long. It takes about 10 minutes. The Kwongo Wongo, 10. Anyway, so
I don't know it. Is it from...
Edward Lear. It's the Edward Lear song.
Yeah.
And so he often sings it to them, and they always sort of watch him and everything. But anyway, they were both in the high chairs, and he sang the whole lot, and they just watched it. At the end, they both sort of completely spontaneously applauded him.
That's really nice. That's the age you want them to be.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. But I have a feeling that Arlo can see straight through me and isn't very impressed.
Oh, no.
He sometimes gives me a look as if to say, you're trying a bit too hard. Now, I'm going to do a very quick health update on something that I found quite shocking regarding Arlo. And I'm only going to talk about this very briefly because other people might be in the same situation. And it has been very frustrating, and there is some rage over this. Arlo, as you know, Judith, has been struggling with post-weaning of solids. He didn't take to solids very easily.
Yeah, I mean, in a serious way for a long time.
I mean, fruit was always... He was like a fruit bat, take any piece of fruit. And, you know, just yogurt, easy. But there were lots of things he just completely fought off. And Phoebe's been thinking ever since he was born, really, that he might have tongue tie, but was told he didn't. By various people and, you know, health professionals, etc., etc. And eventually, because this weaning thing was getting to be, you know, he's 11 months old now, was getting to become very problematic. She took him to a specialist who opened his mouth, ran her finger around, went, oh, yeah, massive tongue tie. That was snipped there and then by somebody in the next room who was, you know, able to do it. And it's now healed. And already I mean, it's going to take him a while to relearn how to use his tongue and to accept things, because he's very distrustful now about certain things. But, you know, he's tackling breadsticks now and he's kind of, you know, you can see him able to chew more. You can see his mouth moving in a completely different way. Yeah. It's been very exhausting and very, anyway, you know, there. Unfortunately, it did. We did, well, Phoebe had to go privately in the end, but she was very much at the end of her tether.
Oh, I know she was.
And what I don't understand as well is, you know, as you know, the snip when they're babies is almost painless, I think. I think for Arlo, it was a bit more traumatic because he's 11 months, 12 months. Apparently, it has to be done under a general anaesthetic. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
But it healed and all this. And what I don't understand why they wouldn't train people to recognise this and deal with it rather than leave it to really complicate feeding issues and speech issues. I mean, how much cheaper is it to snip a baby's tongue than pay for speech therapists?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't understand either. The one-on-one. I really don't understand.
Effort that's required.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend whose granddaughter was done in a very, very soon after birth at King's. So, you know, there are occasions where it will be done.
I don't know.
And if anyone can shed any light, but don't blame us. Please don't sort of start slagging us off to say, you know, saying, why are you blaming this? Why are you blaming that? We're not blaming anybody for anything. We, you know, we felt confusion and upset over this. Okay, there we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we've heard about Jeff's artwork and so what did you do? What were you up to then?
Well, I did some paintings. I didn't do as much as I wanted to, but
and I only put up the good stuff. Obviously, there's a sort of sketchbook full of utter shit.
Lovely colours, though. I mean, the colours, beautiful colour work, Jenny.
I'm good with
beautiful.
That. Colour's my thing, you know. Jeff is all about lines and perspective. Mm. I mean, the funny thing was, you know, that our teacher Mark was left with 7 or 8 women. I can't remember how many, but, you know, big gaggle of women anyway. And he took us out to a street scene. You know, it was pretty deserted, so it was just buildings. And sort of did a quick sort of demonstration on perspective. I've never seen 9 women look as blank. Nobody got it. Just nobody really got it. And he was manfully trying to explain it. And then, you know, I went home and Jeff hadn't come on this little explanation thing because he knows perspective inside out.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't get it. I still don't get it. And I said, I get it for about 3 seconds and it falls out of my head. And then he said, and so Jeff did an extra bit of tuition with me, but he's such a shit teacher. You know, I mean,
Did you pretend to get it?
In the end, yes, I had to pretend
to
because
that's
I went, oh yeah, I think I've got it. I've got it. Thanks.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean about. Is it something to do with the horizon?
There's
the
horizon and the vanishing points.
The vanishing
points. Several
point,
vanishing points
right.
in one go. You can have several aspects of perspective. You can have, you know, up to 100, I think.
What?
More. What? Yeah.
Oh, now you've really lost me. I think maybe it is a sort of women thing. And I think it's the same when people have tried to explain, like, planets. And I remember somebody explaining to me once why, you know, the days got shorter and then longer again. Something to do with the moon and the sun and revolving and, you know.
You just got to pretend, haven't you? You've got to pretend.
How interesting.
How interesting. Oh, Snorlaw. You're not really allowed to do Snorlaw, are you? Because they're not officially being that boring, but they fucking are. There we go. Anyway, I'd like to say thank you to Flavours because it was great. It was great.
Sounds good.
I came though with I'll do a little bit of hypochondriac's corner. Just my mouth ulcers have been out of control.
Oh, God. They're so painful. I mean, that must be real agony, Jenny. Genuinely.
When I have an episode. And I know that I have to be so careful with my diet. And I think on holiday,
tomatoes,
maybe I let some citrus.
Italy. Oh, tricky.
Well, no, because they made separate meals for me. They did the whole thing. Mm. They
got
genuinely
your own bowls.
Did.
Do you have your own bowls of things?
That's Jenny's. It's Jenny's. Yeah, there was one gluten-free and one tomato-free. You know, so yeah, they really made a big effort. But I think the morning fruit salad had lots of citrus in, and I just let my guard down. Anyway, fortunately, I had some Aura gel with me, because I kept going into chemists thinking, you know, sometimes go to a broad chemist and they have really strong stuff that's bad.
They do, don't they? I think they do as well.
Yeah, but they didn't have anything. They weren't helpful.
Cows.
There we go.
I've got a bit of hypochondriac's corner to report.
Oh.
Yes. Well, on Sunday, which obviously that very hot day, one of the very hot days, I was cooking a roast with the family here. And it wasn't a terribly bright decision on the hot day. Anyway, I was padding around the house with bare feet all day. And I put a pair of socks on for some reason, just accidentally, while I was in the middle of getting all the stuff out. And I pulled out this roasting tray and I spilt scalding hot, fat, a great dollop of it, all over my foot.
Oh, thank
God I had my sock on, I tell you. It's a real lesson in don't cook in bare feet. Do not cook in bare feet.
Well, cook, basically.
Well, it really hurts.
James, but that's not
brilliant.
Like you either.
A bit slapdash. Anyway, so he quickly looked at it. James quickly looked it up online, said 20 minutes under the tap, 20 minutes under a running tap, right. Got the sock off. And it was very difficult, actually, put on my foot. You imagine, foot underneath the kitchen tap for 20 minutes. Very
well, you just sit on the side, don't you? Didn't you just hoik up and sit on the side?
What do you mean, sit on the side? On the counter?
Yeah.
What about broken it? What didn't I was going to say? Trust
anyway,
that.
You didn't do that. You just hoik. You just.
Yeah,
you
for 20
with
minutes.
One leg in for 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes under the tap. No less.
That's
no
a
less.
That's workout, that
okay.
is.
Well, it is. Very difficult. Dried it off, straight into cling film. This is what all online, straight into cling film, leave it on for 48 hours. And, I changed it once, okay. I was hobbling about, but it was like a miracle. Honestly, I think I would have been really seriously hurt if I hadn't done the tap and the cling film.
I think the tap must have taken the burn out. The cling film, well, you know, I sleep in cling film over my eyes.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
It's good, you know,
good stuff.
And that people use it to cover tattoos. You know,
I noticed.
Had a fresh So that it's obviously sort of keeps out germs.
Well, and the oxygen, because apparently what happens is if the air gets to it, it starts to hurt and then it starts to blister. And it's just a genius stuff, isn't it? And
so
also,
what does it look like now?
It's red, but it's okay. I mean, it hasn't blistered. Unbelievable.
Are you limping,
Judith?
Will you be limping on Sunday?
Well, no, I was worried about that. It's one of the first things I thought.
Well,
I can't be limping on stage.
Well, you would have just had to have a little crutcher, one crutcher.
Well, you know, I've got a big day on Sunday, me.
I know, it's a big day on Sunday.
And then, listen,
I think that was Sunday sold out. The Sunday shows have all sold out, but we do have a Saturday the 8th. Of July at Leicester Square Theatre at 3 o'clock.
They
still have a few tickets left.
Yeah. Not that many. I think it's about 15, but
it's not embarrassing, no. But if you fancy a last minute ticket, there are a few available and we'd love to see you because they've only got three left to do. It's, they've only done one. But anyway, we will hopefully be doing them around the country. Anyway, listen, are we on to Culture Corner?
I think we are.
Right. Well, I will start. Saw a slightly dull Marc Chagall print exhibition in Puglia in an old fort.
A little bit. Sorry.
Oh, wow. That was a bit, I was a bit sight taken back. What was the fort? Abide
it was behind. The word, you know, it was fort.
Just the word fort was enough to trigger. I know what you mean, Judith. I know what you mean. Could I resell fort to you if it was in the form of a boutique hotel?
Oh, yes, very much so.
There you go. Well, it wasn't. It was a fort. But it had sort of rooms, with whitewashed rooms with the marked cigars in them. It wasn't too bad and it wasn't too big, but it wasn't particularly good because there weren't any of the paintings. It was all prints and there's quite a lot of Bible stuff. And
nice gift shop.
No.
Right, okay.
Okay. But we were very near the front. There was a very nice esplanade.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
And a cathedral, so did all that. Some terrifying catacomb stuff at the cathedral, which shocked me too much.
What do you mean? What do you mean terrifying? Do you know, I don't really know what a catacomb is. What
it's
is
all
it?
It's all skulls and bones behind a glass thing.
I
couldn't really look at it. It just made me feel really, really, really.
Why are they on show like that and not in a tomb thing?
I think they were martyrs. There was some story to it, but I just couldn't read it because I was too distressed. Anyway, go on. You do me some culture.
What have I done? Oh, quite a lot of telly. Okay. The Change, where Bridget Christie's
yes, I've heard very good things about this.
Menopause. Very. I particularly enjoyed the Tupperware cupboard. You all have a Tupperware cupboard that's absolutely full of things that don't match with each other. You open it, it all falls down all over you. Particularly enjoyed that. It's a laugh. Only watch first, and it's an interesting premise. It's a laugh. Yeah, we'd recommend that to the gang. And then last night we watched this Idris Elba thing called Hijack.
Yes, I've seen this being advertised. Is it good? Yes.
No, shit, but it's absolutely... because could not stop watching it. We scampered through 3 episodes. And do you know what? I was so tense at the whole situation that my heart was actually racing. I mean, it's preposterous and stupid. Yeah. But it's rather well kind of executed. And
is it a political hijack?
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know why they're doing it.
We don't know.
Well, I think there should be someone on the plane like you and I putting their hand up and going, would you mind telling us why you're doing this? Because we might be sympathetic to the cause.
Indeed.
So if you could just explain yourselves for a bit and then, then I'll lie down with my face in my hands or whatever you want me to do.
No, that we haven't got to that bit yet.
You've done 3 episodes. You still don't know why.
But listen, it's kind of, it's all the build-up, and the kind of, people get into the airport and then you think, oh, that bag, that might have it in, and you're that might
back. I quite
and
like then, that, the travel to
all
the
tension.
Thing.
And then it's kind of all the last-minute thing, doors to manual, the staircase, the tube that goes to the plane. All retracts.
Does someone miss the plane?
Nearly. Nearly. Not quite. But
Of course. And are there women and children on the plane?
There's women and children. Of course there's women and children. There's no nun, but there is a vicar. they're taxiing off and you think it's all going to kick off, isn't it? Always it going to kick off? But Idris, of course, is this ridiculous kind of hero figure that knows everything and is intuitive, but is marvellous.
Brilliant. Oh, well, I think Jeff and I will enjoy that.
I think you will.
Is it a Netflix or is it a BBC? I can't remember.
I've got a feeling it's Apple TV. Have you signed up for that?
Well, I'll check that out.
You do the freebie thing for how many weeks and then you just keep renewing it, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll check that out before we put it up on the Instagram, okay? Because people get cross with us, Judith, because we're always getting the details
wrong,
aren't
we? Because
we're
shoddy, aren't we?
We can't really be bothered. Look it up yourselves. Come on. Now then, I've got The Crucible this afternoon.
Oh, you mean like a proper theatre? Proper grown-up theatre?
Yeah, we've got invitations.
Is it a musical?
No, but I think it rains on stage. The set designer, why I particularly wanted to see it was I really, really love the designer's work. It was a woman called Es Devlin. I think she's absolutely magnificent. Basically anything she's designed, I would like to see. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon. Get me.
Get you. Hope it's not too long. Hope it's not too long.
Well, it's a matinee, so it's all right, isn't it?
You can deal with that, can't
you? We'll come out in daylight.
Are you taking some snacks?
No, you can't. No, I don't like eating in the theatre, Judith. It's a very poor thing to do. We'll have lunch before. Jeff will have an ice cream at the interval, and then we shall come home for
supper. God, you're bossy.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I think you're as bossy as me.
Oh, now then, Judith, that is pushing it a little bit. My other art tips of this week, neither of which I've seen yet, but I'm hoping to, is there's an exhibition. I think you would enjoy this. It's at the Saatchi Yates Gallery, which is in St. James, I think. You know, it's like a private gallery, but open to the public. It's a show called Bathers.
Oh.
And it's all things paintings about swimmers and bathers. And
oh, I'd like to. Oh, I'm going to go and see that.
I saw that and I immediately thought of you. Mm. And it's got sort of some of the big hitters in, you know, sort of Hockneys and
was that impressionist one where the bathers some the Surratt on the side one. Of the same.
All,
I know
what
you mean. Oh, well, definitely. I've got some time on Saturday and I'm in London on Saturday, so I might go and do that.
Well, I might bump into you if we don't go tomorrow. We might go on Saturday morning.
Oh, we'll be sick of each other. Let's all do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. If we see each other, can we just pretend we haven't?
Shall
we've
we,
got to work with each other on Sunday and think it could be overload. You know that terrible thing when you see someone you vaguely know in the supermarket and then you bump into them on every aisle. And you,
oh, God, I know. Yeah. And you both pretend you haven't seen each other. And then it's one of you has to crack and say,
you haven't just seen each other around the back of the fish. Okay, National Portrait Gallery, back open, getting rave reviews.
Oh, isn't it just?
Yes. Yes,
isn't it? It's going to be a crush, though, for a while, isn't it?
That's why we're thinking of holding back. Yeah, yeah. One of the ladies on holidays had been the ceramics expert at the portrait gallery for 30 years. Yep, get
Gee.
That. Yeah, they were interesting people. They were good
ceramics
people.
Ceramics in the National Portrait Gallery?
Well, yeah, you know, they've got, because they have pottery heads and, you know. They've got some ceramic things. Well, I don't think she was lying, Judith.
Books, but you've had some books. But you read some books.
Yeah, we listened to some books on a holiday. There's not much daytime reading going on.
Boy, you're too busy in your class.
Too busy.
Of course not.
We read a sort of slightly preposterous summertime book. Good beach read. Bad Summer People by Emma Rosenblum. Good fun. Isn't going to win any big literature prizes. However, sometimes it's all you need. More posh people behaving badly on Fire Island. Hedge fund husbands, terrible wives, cute tennis coach and a dead body. But whose is the body? Who is the body? Okay, Judith, go. You books.
I finished Stuart McConey's The Nanny State Made Me, which it was a bit of a sort of lesson, really. Takeout was... Yeah, what were we doing, selling off all the kind of, you know, all the kind of, why did we privatise everything and what were thinking of? And look what's happening with Thames Water.
Oh, fucking hell, terrifying.
So, all very edifying and interesting. But, and then I've also read Sun Damage, which was on your list and you recommended, which is also posh people behaving very badly.
Yeah. Not as posh as the Americans, because we can never be that moneyed as the Americans. So it's a sort of upper middle class family, isn't it, in Sun Damage? Well,
yes. I mean, yeah, classy, but not necessarily as wealthy. But yes, I think, as you said, actually, what it captures so beautifully is those little sort of tics and so on of the middle class.
The mannerisms of the middle class.
Mannerisms and the clothes and just the way they talk and deal with each other and deal with people who work for them. Probably quite badly, but they never actually say
that sort of mix of grovelling and and then sort of overbearing.
Being, yes, really, really got it, hadn't she?
Yeah, she's a good writer, Sabine Durant.
Yeah. I read another one ages ago by her. Yeah. So yes, that's been a bit of a romp.
Well, we are now on Ian McEwan's lessons, as Jeff and I feel we need something more intellectually chunky, but we're struggling.
Well, you've got yourselves to blame there, haven't you?
It's just like, oh, God, I keep falling asleep and then going, Jeff, I'm sorry, I didn't hear any of that last night. He goes, I don't know what it's all about. But anyway, we will retry that. But if I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to. But it's had such good reviews. I'm sure once we get into it, we really will enjoy it. And I want to recommend something else as well, which I've started, called Everything's Fine by Celia Rabess. which is, I think she's a young black African-American, and it's a very smart book about a very clever young black girl working at Goldman Sachs and sort of falling for a very white, preppy kind of posh boy.
Oh, interesting.
And it is interesting. It's very smartly written. It's a real sort of intelligence in the writing, you know. So it's kind of, it's I think it's going to be a really worthwhile read, and I like it.
I bet she's the smarter of the two, is she? I bet she's the smarter.
Well, that's what's really quite interesting about it, is that they're both smart, because you've got to be smart to work for Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
But, and they're both quite self-aware, but obviously she has different experiences, so she's self-aware in a much more interesting way, I think.
It's good.
Now, Judith.
Yes.
Judith, are you paying attention?
Yes.
Right, because we've got a little bit of business, a little bit of housekeeping to do here, because we'd quite like to win something, wouldn't we?
Oh, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be nice?
It would be lovely.
Then we've got an outsider chance. British Podcast Awards /voting, right? There's this Podcast Awards thing. So that's where you go to on the internet. British Podcast Awards /voting.
Yeah, we need the gang to do that, don't we? We do. We need the gang. We need your votes.
We need every single gang member now to put down what they're doing, get online and get voting for us. All right. That's the deal. Otherwise, we're not coming back next week. All right, do you understand? Right. Okay, emails, Judith.
Before we get into it, just have to say thank you to Jordan North, don't we? Radio 1 DJ. Because he was there at the first show with his mum. And there he was talking about our podcast in the most glowing terms.
I almost blushed because a few of our listeners said, oh, Jordan North, who does a podcast called Help, I've Sexted My Boss, which I actually recommend. It's a sort of, you know, and he's obviously a delightful lad.
Yeah.
And he really liked our show.
Well, yeah, I mean, not only that, but he talked about it for ages, didn't he? And saying that everyone should go and see it. It's absolutely hilarious. And it's a sort of taste of things that they've got to come as they get older. I don't know. It was just really charming. And yeah, thrilling.
We are grateful. And we'd like to say thank you very much to Jordan North. We are now big fans, massive fans.
Yes. Yeah. Jordan and us.
Me, Judith and Jordan. The J's.
The three J's.
Anyway. Right, so I haven't got emails on my notes.
Well, there's what? Yeah, I mean, we've had, again, fantastic emails from people. Susie, 55 and 5 months, and she says, my mother, 78 and 1 month, has recently fractured her skull and had a bleed to her brain. She's been very lucky. She's now home and I've just put her to bed. I can hear your 16th of June episode loudly from her bedroom. Mm. She loves your laugh. Thank you. Isn't that nice?
That's so lovely. And we've just got one from... oh, what a lovely name this woman's got. Clover, her name's Clover. She said, dear Jenny and Judith, I'm currently ironing the shirt I will be wearing to the live show on Sunday. Right. Clover is setting the standard, ladies.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Iron tops. And then she goes on to say, I'd actually forgotten the date of the performance and only realised on listening to the most recent podcast and checking my booking. Imagine my excitement when I realised it is this Sunday. So she nearly wasn't going to come.
She nearly missed it.
Coming. It's coming with her ironed blouse. Oh. We hope to see many of you. We don't care if you're ironed or not, really.
Yeah. And some Breton tops. We're all Caroline, 62 in 11 months, is coming with some mates. And they specially ordered Breton tops from France.
Oh, apparently. My God. Just don't get too hot. Just don't, you know, make sure you've got a vest or something. If it's very hot, though the theatre is air conditioned, you should be okay. But, you know, don't be uncomfortable on our behalf, for God's sake. Can't bear it.
Yeah, they're a bit of a handful. I don't know what you just invited them to do there, Jenny.
It's sort of bras o'clock.
We're not Tom Jones, you know.
Well, we don't want Breton tops throwing on the stage. Can you imagine? Anyway, listen, we are very excited about Sunday. We look forward to seeing those who can make it. We'll miss those who can't. And thank you very much for all your emails or all your you know, comments on our Instagram pages. We do really appreciate it. And thank you to Daisy as ever. Thank you to you, Judith. And I will see you Sunday.
Look at you with your professional sign-off.
I know. Try not to spoil it by yatting on. Now we did that nearly quite neatly.
Right, come on, we're gonna say goodbye. Okay. All right, see you Sunday. Bye.
See you Sunday. Bye.